Tell you what, this is the hardest part of the job, is turning people's music down so I can talk over it. Thank you so much for coming in. I've got Jefferson from Good Space right here in front of me.
Kia ora, bro.
What a pleasure it is. And we're listening to an older tune from you called Nests. But now this is going to be an interesting chat, because we are talking about quite an unusual way of you releasing your music. I mean, the music is, if you want to do the old-fashioned way, you could just jump online and go have a listen. But I think we need to have a bit of surprise in our life, a little bit of joy and sort of curiosity. So you have been providing some for us. Well, you will be.
I will be.
Tell us what you are up to.
So there's a project which is kind of like a tandem anchored project. And one half of that is the album, Let's Talk About Death.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half is the album installation / release, which is called Venda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Venda, I'm going to spoil it. I'm going to do the spoiler. It's at Lim Chow, right?
It's at Lim Chow Food Court.
Yeah. Opposite St. Kevin's. We've all been there. We've all sneaky snackied.
100.
So tell us what's going to happen, because you're going to be there.
Yeah, so I've got a stall in Lim Chow Food Court. I'll be there for a whole week between the 28th of September to the 4th of October.
Yeah.
And so I'll be in the stall. My album will be the menu. The songs will be the dishes. And I'll pose as a vendor selling free listens of my album as if they were hot meals.
Oh, right. Well, so, they will be hot meals, I'm sure.
Yeah, no,
tasty
we've
as.
We've been cooking for the show.
So you made an album. You made the album, I guess, in maybe more traditional sense of making something. You didn't make it in the kitchen.
I mean, there are a few kind of unconventional samples and sounds and that are very kind of like mundane daily noises.
But,
you know, within a different context, they have a different meaning, I guess. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so the album is coming out. I mean, is the album coming out on Saturday when you're in the vending room?
It actually
space?
Comes out on the 5th of October, which is the day after the whole installation
ends.
So the idea is that
it's the only way,
it's
you can
the
hear
only
it.
Way to really get a sneak peek of the album is come to like my little family restaurant, sit in there while I blast it over the speakers for the group dining, or like just jump in with your own headphones and be like a takeaway customer and get a QR code and sit in the food court and listen to my album while you eat pad thai.
Okay, you know? So there's options.
There's options,
group dining. This is a kind of meal you don't have to be embarrassed to be on your own.
Yeah, you can choose how you like to eat.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. So where did you get this idea from?
Where did I get this idea from? I mean, I think like a lot of my ideas, there's just multiple projects that are sort of cooking, so to speak, in isolation. And then at some point I feel the need, or it naturally arises that I connect them in some way. And I've been always thinking about activating Lim Chow Food Court as a performance space for a long time. And then when my album sort of got done, I somehow joined the dots with a few friends.
Have you spent quite a bit of time, like, whiling away the hours in Lim Chow?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just think I just love the character of that place.
Absolutely.
You know, like on Karangahape, where so much has changed and like things have been challenged and like maybe kind of diluted, I think Lim Chow's really stood its ground, man.
It's keeping its place there, eh?
For sure, yeah. There's something to learn from it.
Oh, heck yeah. I love it. And so they let you do it, obviously. That's another thing. I'm just trying to think, like, I'm just kind of like, how does this happen?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of had the idea, and like in a fit of enthusiasm, I just contacted Moy, the landlord of Lim Chow, and we just had our first meeting maybe a couple of years ago in the early stages of developing the
idea. So this has been boiling for a while.
This has been boiling for a while, and Moy is just an absolute legend. Like, she's just all about community and supporting all the diverse walks of life that come through her space.
So, it's so cool.
She dug it and gave us free lease almost.
Wow. Yeah, oh, that's crazy, so nice. Yeah. How are you going to release the? Are you going to release the album just onto streaming and stuff, or are you going to have some formats? Are you going to release it as a like a special limited edition bowl or a?
Well, I mean, it will sort of go everywhere. I guess the thing that I'm most excited about is that I am pressing vinyl with Holiday Records.
Excellent.
And when you come through the space, you'll see quite a bit of Holiday Records, kind of the, I might call it the underbelly of the pressing side, where there's like a lot of kind of weird blobby vinyl shapes that we've used in a way that that capture this idea of let's talk about death, I think.
Yeah, so let's talk about death. Tell us about tell us about the album if you can.
Okay, well it's Let's Talk About Death, right? And every single word is really important there. And I say that just because the word death, as soon as it's in a sentence, often overshadows everything. But it's Let's Talk About Death. And then to sort of elaborate more, it's not Let's Talk About How Sad It Is When People Close To Us Die. It's not Let's Talk About Dying. It's Let's Talk About The Fact Of Death, the phenomenon of it. And I think that's quite specific and something that's quite rarely spoken about. And for example, I mean, like the cost of someone dying is like, not something we talk a lot about.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fucking huge sum, you know, man? Like, it's like five figures sometimes, you know, just...
It's wild, yeah. I mean, even like, you know, my mum wanted to talk to me about her will one time, and I was like, do not talk to me about your will. What are you doing?
It's freaky shit,
like,
right?
I am older than you. I'm, you know, I need to talk about this with you.
Right, and it was pragmatic, right?
Yeah, it was kind of like I could see the logic behind it, but then, it was very confronting. So I like your approach here. This is cool.
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, it's not just provocative for the sake of being provocative. I think it's like a conversation that will actually be very helpful. Yeah.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Could I play the single? This is the single from the album.
Yeah, bro.
I'm going to play it, and then maybe we can come back and just with the newfound knowledge of having heard the single, we can come back with some more context.
Sounds good.
All right. So this is a mouthful. You only give what you leave. I like it.
Time before writing down his words, keeping it short, let the time flow. They don't need to know a thing at all. They don't need to feel hurt. You only give when you leave.
You only give.
So I'm going to play that again just underneath us talking about it, because I loved that. I really loved that. And off air, we were talking about and then looking at the music video, which if you resonated with the song, even if you didn't, you should go and watch this video because it's so cool. Tell us about the music video for the song.
So we sort of had a house next door to us get a bit, fucked by the floods.
Yeah.
And so it just got demolished. And there was a point where it was half demolished, just walls and no roof. And the driver was closed off. And the only way to get through was jumping our back fence. And that's what we did. We jumped the fence, me, my homie Quentin Lind, a contemporary dancer and good friend Zoe White, my partner Mathilde Polmart. And we just jumped over, did a music video, and then gapped.
Well, I'm not going to ask you where you live, but it does look amazing. And the way you were describing it with this kind of, sort of the word you used was decrepit. And I was like expecting when I saw the video to see something depressing or something. Yeah. But actually, I don't know if I'm reading into it too much, but, you know, let's talk about death. I'm like, oh, the roof's off. The light's in there.
Yeah.
It's all falling apart, but actually it's quite beautiful.
Yeah, no, that's exactly the kind of tension that I want, you know, that like makes me froth when people read into it like that.
Because
it's like, this song is called You Only Give What You Leave. And that's ultimately saying you only give what you leave behind.
Right? Yeah.
Like when you die, you only give what you leave behind.
Yeah.
And so like it's this very, I think it's a very sweet kind of ethereal song. But if you listen to the lyrics, it's like, you know, it's very explicitly talking about someone dying.
Mm.
And so that tension between like this roofless house flooded with beautiful light with kind of crumbling walls and like, shit all over the floor.
Yeah.
And somehow still feeling beautiful. That's the kind of, the paradox I really want to...
And still dancing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in and shedding some light on this... upcoming album, my goodness.
Oh, thank you.
But I just want to reiterate for people, if you've just tuned in, well, you got to go to Lim Chow Food Court from this Saturday. What
this
time
Saturday.
Again?
It opens at 12 p.m. midday.
12 to when?
12 to 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, 12 to 6.
12 to 6 for 7 days?
7 days for a whole week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weekends it's 12 to 6, and then weekdays I think it's 2 to 7.
But okay,
check
cool.
Check the Facebook event.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, well, that's a good point. So just, is it the Good Space, one word, Facebook?
Yeah, Good Space Music might be the handle.
Good Space Music?
Yeah, on Instagram and Facebook, and there should be enough details there.
Yeah.
I think I've been
I tell you what, I'm coming in, I'm going to get the full degustation.
Sick, bro. Yeah, come for the full meal, man.
Yeah. And, you know, at a price like that, I can afford it.
Bro, absolutely free. It's in the house. You can take shit from this place.
I love it. Okay, listen, if you're not curious, you're not a curious person. If you are curious, you've got to get down to Lim Chow from this Saturday at midday. Come see our good friend here, Jefferson, from Good Space, and hear this album before anybody else in the world, and then buy it on vinyl.
100%.
Awesome.
You got it, bro.
And then leave the vinyl behind when you die for somebody to enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I'm just being
full
real,
circle,
guys.
Bro. That's exactly
it's gonna
what
happen.
I want. Yeah, man. That's like, that's the dream.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, man.
We'll see you there at Lim Chow. Perfect.
Oh,
text us in if you missed any of that and you need. oh my goodness, I have to read you out this text before we go into the next song. As a funeral worker who loves food, I am so into this concept.
Yo, man.
All
right.
Jump
in, bro. Tell me who you are. Let's have a chat.
Indeed. All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon. See you there.